Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little homage here to Santana, who was in that neighborhood. Stacey Oren is here with Avalon HR, along with Kirk Waters. Stacey got to go to the concert.
Oh, yeah, I did go to the concert. I got to see Carlos with my next husband, Rob Thomas. That's some breaking news for you.
There you go.
Not really. but it was fantastic. It was absolutely wonderful. It was started right on time, right at 8 o'clock. And
love
just
it.
2 hours of non-stop hits and music.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I wanted to go so badly.
Well, and if you're not aware, just a little side note here, Carlos's 63-year-old wife is his drummer.
Really?
Yes, and she is a beast. I mean, a beast on the drums.
I
it was it. Absolutely wonderful.
I love it.
I'm glad you said on the drums. I was wondering where that was going.
Oh my God. Behave now, Kirk. Just behave.
I do like Rob Thomas.
She is the HR person. Okay, enough of this silliness. We just had to do a little homage here to Santana this morning.
Probably not Kirk, but Chip and I could really do probably a whole 30-minute show on music.
Oh, I could too.
Oh, I'm a huge music fan.
Right.
I'm just not a Santana fan.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
But coming off that, you know, Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas, I kind of want to talk about something that's come up more times than it should this last week in the PEO world. And a PEO is a professional employer organization. What that basically means is we take all the non-fund duties, preparing the taxes and filing 941s and state taxes and federal taxes and unemployment and all
the
that.
Stuff.
That becomes ours. What's not smooth at the moment? Medical marijuana cards.
Oh, that's interesting. Why is that?
Well, because they're not a prescription for anything. It's nothing.
Oh.
Kirk, you know, we both are that age where we go to the doctor occasionally. Have you ever walked into your doctor's office and they're like, hey, Kirk, you need some medicine, but you get to go to the pharmacy. You can pick what you take. You can pick the strength and you can pick how often you take it.
No, never have. Never have.
Me either. Yeah. So, you know, that's why your medical marijuana card is not a prescription. It can't be excused by the MRO, which is medical review officer. Anytime we have a positive result on a rapid test, it gets sent out for review. And if you have a prescription for it, then you take a picture of that prescription or you provide your pharmacy information and the medical review officer will call and they'll go, yeah, Kirk's taking Valium. But it is, I don't know that, so please nobody take that for heart. But, you know, if Kirk can provide his prescription for whatever, the MRO comes back and says, negative. Okay. I went to a legal conference earlier this week, and one of the things we were talking about were medical marijuana cards, and will it ever get to the point where an MRO will excuse that? And the speaker basically said, it could, but everybody in this conference will be dead by that by the time that happens.
It's still federally illegal.
It is still federally illegal. Yeah. And to get it legal and to be MRO excused, that means it would have to be carried in a pharmacy format with an exact prescription. Okay, right now you just take your card, you walk in a dispensary, you pick what you get.
Right.
You pick how often you take it, you pick the strength, you're driving that bus. To get it to be ever cleared, you would have a prescription that says you need to take this milligram this many times a day of this exact product, which means at that point, places like Walgreens, CVS will have to carry the product. And like she said, everybody that was in that conference will be dead before this ever happens, right? Another thing that's come up this week, twice, and it's the first time in 6 years that I've ever come across this, much less twice in 1 week. THC beverages sold in gas stations will cause a positive drug screen result.
Wow. I didn't even know they sold THC beverages. I'm kind of out of the loop on all that.
It has become a very popular thing. And like, they will, and I never thought about it, honestly, because I'm thinking, well, they're selling these just right there. You have to be over 21, but there's no other. You don't even have to have a medical card to buy them, right? You can just pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Never even crossed my mind that that substance would cause positive. I had it happen not once, but twice. that's still a positive drug screen.
Wow. What else? Besides the obvious. I mean, instead of the gummies, all that kind of stuff, or anything that you're using like that, that you get with your medical marijuana card.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything you get with that card is definitely going to test positive, and mm-hmm. it will not be excused. But apparently it goes further than, you know, things we even realize. People think, oh, if they're selling it, you know, somewhere it's the Delta 8, 9, 10, 11s, whatever they are, you know, that won't cause a positive result. Mm-hmm. It certainly will. It's the exact same effect kind of thing. So be very careful, because if you have an accident and you test positive, we've got some problems, right?
So when you stop to get gas, you probably don't want to pick up one of those for your trip.
Probably
for your
driving not.
Because it's driving under the influence then, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
And even if your employer does not do pre-employment drug screening, if there is an injury or an accident of any kind, mm-hmm. you're going to be tested. It's going to be part of the workers' compensation. So don't think that just because there's no pre-employment screening that you're free and clear to do whatever you want, because if there is an accident, maybe you're in a company vehicle or you get injured at work, the first thing you're going to have to do is go through a drug screen.
Hmm.
I mean, after the immediate treatment that's necessary, you're going to have to be drug screened.
Right. So.
Absolutely. And that isn't something that we can avoid. And that's why the big thing in the state of Florida, the work comp directs care. You can't just up and decide, oh, I'm going, you know, here. I'm going to my family doctor for this work comp injury. No, you're absolutely not. We direct and control care for multiple reasons. To write work comp instructions, like what you can and can't do at work, when you can return to work, and when you've hit the point where you're not going to get any better,
mm-hmm.
you have to be a certified work comp physician in order to write those orders. Guarantee your family doctor is not.
Interesting. Okay.
Another thing is emergency rooms. People, we abuse the dickens out of emergency mm-hmm. room. It gets treated like a primary care doctor. If you're breathing, we're not seeing body parts we shouldn't, you're conscious, you don't need to go to the emergency room. Period. We start with urgent care. If urgent care, the professionals determine they can't treat you, then they can send you to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But that should not be the first place you go. Our emergency rooms are overwhelmed, overworked, and ridiculous.
That's why every corner in Escambia and Santa Rosa County has a new urgent care on it.
That's true. I've noticed. Yeah.
Because they're trying to alleviate the pressure on the emergency rooms.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is, and we just need to be more cognizant of that. Our first response should not be, oh, let's go to the emergency room. It's something that most of your employees, especially those who may be under the influence, are well aware, is the emergency room will not drug test.
Mm.
They mm-hmm. won't do it. It's not in their scope. They're emergency treatment, stabilize, get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Whether get rid of means admitting, discharge, follow up somewhere else. It is not their job to make sure you're 100% back to good. Their job is to stabilize the emergent issue and send you somewhere else.
Okay.
That's not where we need to be going.
You as an employer are not prepared to administer the workers' compensation claim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a company like Avalon HR is such a great benefit, because it's one of those things you can really get bogged down in time, not just handling the initial injury, but everything that goes along with it.
The paperwork.
We administer all that. We take care of it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know how much money, Stacy would know better, that an employer could spend on something like that, but it's not a insignificant amount of time.
We're talking with our friends at Avalon HR. Kirk Waters is here along with Stacy Oren. So if you've got a question, this is the expert panel, and they are our experts for sure. 850-437-1620. I'm still amazed by this drink that's out there that people can just buy. That's just something really wild to me.
Well, you know, I've seen them in the stores. There's a little convenience store right down the corner from work that makes fantastic fried chicken. We all go down there. We come in the mornings at 8:30, and all you smell is fried chicken. Like, they're cooking
for breakfast.
It smells so good. But we all go down there frequently, and I've noticed they have them.
Hmm.
And I've sat there, and I've looked at them, and I'm like, surely not. Like, surely this has to be some, like, derivative or some mm-hmm. similar product, even though, you know, it says 5% THC. I'm like, how? Like, yeah. how could they be doing this? Mm-hmm. But as we have learned this week, it will certainly pop yeah. positive on a drug test. And, mm-hmm. and the thing, that's the thing about marijuana usage or anything like that, is it can stay in your system up to 30 days.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. It depends on your metabolism, frequency
yeah,
of use,
frequent, yeah.
your activity level, your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Females are more likely to retain those chemicals, but just because of our body composition naturally,
mm-hmm.
Where males can sometimes clear it out a little bit faster. So there's so many factors at play, and where it gets really muddy in the work comp world is, were you actually under the influence at the time of the accident?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very hard to determine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've added a new protocol now per our attorney that now we have to request in advance when you test positive,
mm-hmm.
he also wants the quantitative level in your bloodstream because that's a good indicator of whether you were actually impaired at the time or not.
Or if this was a residual thing,
right.
I mean, it's
right.
the
right.
levels that'll make the difference.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we've had to start requesting that on all of our screens. Hey, if this comes back positive, we need the quantitative level that was in the specimen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changing.
It's yeah. all changing constantly. And I think that's what the advantage is of having a professional employment organization like Avalon HR, because they keep in touch with the details. The devil's in the details, they say.
And this is just one issue.
Right. This is just one thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's April 8th. April 15th is next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
So yeah. how is this affecting your employers and employees?
Quick story. I was at a conference over in Alabama yesterday. It was the director of the Department of Workforce or something, some new cabinet position in Alabama. Absolutely fascinating presentation. But I was at a table with a bunch of people, and one of the ladies has been 20-plus years and with a hotel group that also has some restaurants or bars in their thing. And we were talking about the tax, no tax on tips. And she
right.
said, well, no tax on tips. I said, well, you know, that's not really true. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, we still are taking taxes out. You just file for the credit April 15th.
Oh.
You know, you file for that on your income tax as a credit back.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so you are still taking taxes out on tips. She said, I don't think our employees know that. I said, well, you should probably let them know because.
Wow. See, and that's such a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
they take that sentence and just go, oh,
no
great.
Tax on tips.
Yeah, no.
Which, and all you can file for is the federal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't file for the FICA. If you're in Alabama, you can't file for the state. So all the unemployment, those are all still, well, the unemployment comes out on the employer side, but you know, those things that normally an employee pays, the FICA, the federal, the state,
mm-hmm.
the only one that is no tax on tips, unless the states pass it as well, which I don't think anyone around us has, is the federal.
Well, and I have a little tax tip for you. I just saw this today online. They're saying that the post office has said if you are going to be mailing an extension or mailing your taxes, it must be mailed by tomorrow, April 9th, due to expected delays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Used to be you took it on the 15th, so it was postmarked that day. Yeah
no.
That's
yes,
why we have a postage machine at the office.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct. So I'm just throwing that out there for our listeners. Always want to have you know, got your backs.
Well,
and same thing with overtime. You know,
yeah,
the no tax
overtime.
On overtime. That's a credit. On your on your tax return
that
so.
You have to file for
right
you it's not just automatically added in you
mm-hmm.
it's like the child credit you know there's a lot you get a standard amount per child this is the same thing you get a up to a certain amount but you have to claim that like you have to take that deduction if you don't get so sorry like you're out
mm-hmm.
So that's why you know we're encouraging people take your final paycheck stub if this applies to you take the final paycheck stub with your W-2
right.
because for last year it was not required to be broken out on the W-2
oh
it,
really
yeah, I mean it was
no.
passed in the middle of the year so
well, of course
yeah
of course.
It's like, oh, hey, we can't do this, but it is required to be printed on your W-2 beginning with this year's W-2s.
Mm-hmm.
But for last year, take that final paycheck stub, take your W-2, and I've said before, you know, if you've done your taxes by yourself, this may be the 1 year you want to spend that $100 to
mm-hmm.
have somebody do it, if nothing else, because if it's wrong, these big tax companies can do the correction on your behalf without you being penalized.
Okay.
So you get that kind of backup support. So this may be the one time mm-hmm. it may be worth it not to, you know, not to try to navigate that on your own.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a restaurant or a any kind of establishment that has tips, you know, and you're listening right now, maybe you haven't used a PEO in the past, maybe a good idea to take a look.
Can they come in now? Is it too late to come in and talk to y'all?
We can talk. Yeah, we can talk with them about it. Let them know exactly what they're, you know, and we've got the tax team. We've got the HR and team. We've got the payroll team.
And you're one of the only ones in this area that is certified with the IRS. Is that correct?
You know, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal, I think.
It is. And we go through, we were having that conversation earlier this week, myself and the CEO, Brian. It's not inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time, but it's important. You know,
well, especially with the laws changing so quickly,
absolutely,
as they have been in the last couple of years,
and less, you know, the number that last I saw, and I need to get confirmation, but it's around 10% of the PEOs of 900 plus out there that are even IRS certified.
Gosh, you'd think that would be a requirement. Actually,
well, you would think.
You would think.
You know, but the IRS says, you know, this is a recommendation, not a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I read one of our one of the companies that are in our same space here in town, and one of their people did this big post on LinkedIn about, you know, whether you think so or not, there's really no difference between our company and anybody else.
Yeah.
And I thought,
is.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in the way we do customer service. We answer the phone when you call. You can walk in our office without having to have a special card to go up the elevator, or, mm-hmm. you know, the doors are always locked or whatever. You can access us. Call us anytime, we answer the phone. We are IRS certified. You know, all these different things that make us different from a lot of the people that do the same basic services that mm-hmm. we do.
Okay.
So I think there's a huge difference with Avalon HR compared to anybody else. And I would never post that, you know, there's really no difference between us and anybody else. There's a lot of difference.
Okay. Talking with Avalon HR, this is Pep Talk. If you got a question, 850-437-1620. Go ahead, Susan.
And we do. Well, and we are local. We are at 100 South Face mm-hmm. Boulevard. Our beloved Blues are back in town.
Yep.
And, you know, mm-hmm. we were watching them practice. It's so funny because our building is spread out pretty far back, but you can hear them everywhere in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second that sound starts, all of a sudden everybody is either outside or in the front of the building.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have a great loading dock outside. Yep. If you want to come by and talk, we can sit out on the dock and talk and watch the Blues at the same time. We don't mind. You know, and it's always no obligation. Like, you can ask us questions, you know, see if we're the right fit. And, you know, one thing I respect most about Chip and Kirk in their sales positions, because I don't see this often in sales, is they will both, you know, sometimes they both have to look at a client and say, we're not the space for you. Like, we're not a good fit for you and your workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got to respect that. Someone that can be honest enough to tell you no, instead of letting you get into a situation where you're not happy, or we're not happy, or it's just a constant, we're not on the same page
right.
kind of thing.
Can you give me an example of some of the types of companies that you work with here in Pensacola? Because I know you do, I mean, from small to large business, just some ideas here, because someone might be thinking, no, I'm not big enough for
well,
this.
We, you know, I have a it's a single consultant. He's pretty well paid, but
mm-hmm.
He's on board with us. One person,
right? That's
he's going to hire
is,
others,
okay.
but he's one person. And mm-hmm. the way that our healthcare is set up, he's over in Fairhope, Alabama, and he's on our healthcare.
Okay.
So him and his wife and his son, his family is on our healthcare, and there's nowhere else they could have done that without going, you know, through a broker or
right. And then he doesn't have to hire. Not only does he not have to go out on his own to find health insurance, he doesn't have to hire an accountant or anyone else to make sure his taxes are filed
mm-hmm.
properly,
right.
you know, and make sure that all the deadlines are met. He can just sit back, do his consulting, take home his paycheck, and know that everything else is covered. Like, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are done. And we, as far as range of businesses, we have restaurants, painting companies, lawn care companies,
all kinds
of trades, consultants, lots
of trades. Electrical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we got a question that just came in. I'm going to try to squeeze it in before we run out of time. This is from Mike. He says, if you have an active workman's comp case and you retire, what happens?
The case doesn't. It has to be, the case is settled when the physician has said the employee has reached MMI, which is maximum medical improvement, basing, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what has happened to you, when you have recovered to the best that you're going to be, they can close the case. It doesn't matter if you're employed, still employed, sitting at home, retired, got fired, quit, and yes, you can be fired during an open work comp case. It does not, that is not job protection. That is a common mistake people make.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
It doesn't excuse you from performance, attendance, or anything else related to your job, right? Those expectations still stand. But if you retire, that case is still open until your physician, your treating physician, deems it closed. And if they come back and say you have an MMI of zero, maximum medical improvement rating of 0%, that means you have no impairment, you're back to pre-accident status, then there's no additional payment, it's over. If they come back and say you have 10% impairment at the end, there is a payment for that that coordinates with the body part and the specific injury. That has to be settled, and then it's closed. So it doesn't just close out because you retire, get fired, or quit.
Wow, okay. This is so fascinating.
And that's,
I learned,
again,
I feel like I'm getting a PhD right now in HR.
That's why I let her,
much knowledge.
Stacy has so much knowledge around these things. And you know, people can get it, and I've said before on this show, ignorance is not a viable excuse in the eyes of the Department of Labor, OSHA, IRS, anybody. Do not go at this alone. I mean, I beg of you, if you do not use Avalon HR, use somebody that's another PEO that's IRS certified and ESAC accredited. I tell people that all the time. I said, you know, we want to be your provider, but if you choose for it not to be us, please go with somebody that is. You know, we had a good sized deal that we worked on, and they did choose to go to somebody else, and they didn't go with someone that was IRS certified or ESAC accredited, and that can come back to haunt them. And so, you know, we don't ever want that to happen. We want everybody's business to be successful. And sometimes we're not the right option.
Okay, someone just texted in. Do you work with nonprofits and charity organizations?
Every day.
Absolutely, we do. We've got some great nonprofit clients, some very well-known not-for-profit clients in Pensacola. So absolutely, we do. We work with nonprofits as well.
Okay. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite spaces, truthfully. I like our nonprofit clients. I really do.
And not-for-profits, the traditionals, but also some that you wouldn't think of, like, we have a large synagogue in Atlanta, churches, organizations such as that, as well as, you know, standard 501c3s that you normally think of.
Okay, here's a good question. Are the big companies like H&R Block, are they certified?
Well, they're not PEOs.
Some of the next questions, what's a PEO?
So. professional employer organization. Okay. So we handle, you know, your payroll, your HR, we have benefits, workers' compensation, all that kind of thing. You roll five or six vendors into one partnership with a company like that.
Right, it's
HR.
Co-employment. Yeah. You maintain the day-to-day work activities of your business and your employees. We take on the responsibility for their taxes, their W-2s, their injuries, their insurances, and things like that. We split the relationship with your employees.
Okay. And we take a lot of liability off of you and place it on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the answer to the H&R Block question?
They're not a professional employer organization, so they are certified in what they need to be preparing your taxes. I wouldn't worry about them being.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, and they're one of the companies I was thinking of when I said they've got protection if you should have to amend your return. They're one of the companies that do provide that protection for you.
Okay, gosh, this has just flown by.
It has.
So many great questions coming in. How do we get in touch with you?
AvalonHR.com, Pensacola 850-475-1555, 100 South Pace Boulevard. Drop in and let us buy you a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Deal.
I'm going to come watch the Blue Angels on your back deck
there. You go.
Please do.
Kirk Walter, Stacy Oren with Avalon HR. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate all that you do for us.
Thanks, Meg.